To support a child's mental health and well-being, it's essential to consider the needs of the entire family. That's the principle underlying the approach taken by the Illinois Youth and Family Alliance based in Rantoul. Yolanda Hunter is the Alliance's statewide project director. She explains how the organization provides free support to parents from parents like herself with lived experience.
We help families navigate child serving systems, which are, you know, education, child welfare, juvenile justice, and mental health. And mental health is our primary system that we navigate. Most of the time we get referrals. We're probably getting referrals because children are struggling with some type of mental health. And oftentimes when they are struggling in mental health, it crosses over to like education. And if they're older, you know, maybe juvenile justice, or we may have some children that are in foster care who are needing additional supports. And so we may get a referral to support that family so that that child can remain in that foster home without being removed. And so our supports are really around supporting the parents so that they can get the support they need to help the child be successful. Oftentimes we forget that children are reliant upon adults in their life to get help. And if the parent doesn't know what's out there or what to look for or what to ask for, then the child doesn't get the help they need. And most of the systems like to directly serve the child and not serve the family or help the family. Because if I take a kid and give this kid so many supports and just send a kid back home and not support the mother or the father or the sister and the brother, that kid, 9 times out of 10, even if they did do better, is not going to be successful because they're right back into the same environment with no additional help for the entire family. So we always try to work holistically with the family in providing support to the parents so the parent could, one, understand how to support their children, two, you know, educate themselves, learn how to advocate, and to be a proponent to help their children get the supports they need so they can be successful at home, at school, and the community. And so oftentimes we get supports that's only directed for the child and not the parents, not the family. And so we our agency provide parent peer support, meaning that we have our staff, our parents who have also navigated systems, so they are familiar with how to get supports, how to encourage, how to build up. We have a model that we work on. And so once other parents that are kind of going through similar situations see that, hey, this, you know, she's been through what I've been through. She gets it. You know, I can trust her. And if she's doing this now and she figured out, if she's telling me things that I can do, then 9 times out of 10, there's hope for me. There's hope for my family. Things will get better. Right. And that's the whole thing. It's not like what you're going through. It's how you manage what you're going through. A crisis is a crisis when an adult in charge does not know what to do. But if we train adults, parents, on how to manage crisis, families get better, because now things that would normally call for a hospitalization or for the police, they didn't came up with a, we didn't help them come up with a plan. So they're no longer calling the police or calling the crisis line because the kid is kicking a hole in the wall because they know what to do.
That's Yolanda Hunter with the Illinois Youth and Family Alliance. Find more information at ilalliance.org. This piece was produced by Illinois Newsroom's health reporter, Christine Herman.